I won't ever understand my shorties be mad when all I wanna do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing.
Fishing.
F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing.
Fishing.
I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan country.
Coming up today, we check in with Isaiah Hahn of You Bet Fishing Guide Service. He's got a lot to cover when it comes to muskies and Park Rapids area fishing. And welcome to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country. Well, checking in with Isaiah Hahn of You Bet Guide Service in the Monaga area. Actually spends a lot of time over towards Park Rapids when it comes to fishing, but Isaiah, like so many of the guides I spend my time with, things shift dramatically for you after Labor Day. Like a lot of the guides, you're back in the classroom too.
Yeah, we're back in the classroom and excited to be back here at school. It's always great to see all the kids and see their faces and see the excitement they have. If we could just bottle up that excitement and keep that all year long, man, it would be awesome. But yeah, we're excited to be back in the classroom and get back to another school year.
So, in the meantime, you had been doing a lot of guiding over the course of the summer. I'm assuming you still find time to do a guide trip or two through the fall as well.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we were out just last night until all the way past sunset, I think, or even 2 hours past sunset, almost up until 10 p.m. So we take guide trips out after school times and obviously on the weekends. So we're still out on the water a lot.
And for you, school starts maybe at the wrong time as a guy who really loves muskies, because that's about the time the muskies really light up from now until ice out.
Kevin, you're thinking what I'm thinking, man. This is my favorite time of the year to be on the water. You generally see a little less pressure. You know, a lot of the boaters and the jet skiers and the water skiers, you know, they're kind of off the water now, so the water's more open to those anglers. And as a musky guy, as a musky head, as a guy who lives and breathes muskies, this is like one of my favorite times of the year. I just love this time of year. The muskies tend to move up a little bit more shallower. They tend to be really aggressive. And not only that they move up shallow, but the way you can target them, you know, fast moving bucktails, using topwater, etc. It's just a really fun time of the year.
How has the muskie season been thus far?
You know, so let's look back a little bit. Obviously, we've had a very dry and a very warm summer, right? It's been hot and it's been dry. You know, overall, to be honest with you, when it comes to the muskie side of thing, and to be honest, in the fishing side of thing in general, it's been a really good year. It's been a good bite, especially on the musky side. I've had a really good season, a lot of new clients who we've got to experience what musky fishing is all about, and we've been putting fish in the boat, which is obviously kind of the goal when it all comes down to it. But yeah, it's been a really good season.
Do you feel that less water packs them in a little more, makes it a little easier?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's tough to say. I think every year is so different. I'm a big guy when it comes to details on the musky side of things. I like data. I keep track of water temperatures from 1 year to the next, from 1 month to the next, from 1 day to the next. I keep track of all my catches, the baits we caught them on, the water temperature, the weather patterns, the moon phases. So I'm really big into data, especially as a musky guy. The thing I noticed, you know, looking back from this year, maybe compared to some other the other years, is that specifically for our luck is the open water bite, whether it was trolling or casting, was really good for us this year. We had a really good open water bite. That transition time when they were starting to move off of open water and starting to move closer towards structure, which generally happens in that early to mid-July time, right around the July 4th time generally, that transition period was a little bit more of a challenge, and I think the weather did play a little bit of a pattern there for that. But now that we are starting getting into those fall patterns, and the bite has been really, really good here in the last week, 2 weeks, So again, every year is different, getting back to your question, but this year has been, it's just a matter of staying on top of your game. And really, you know, it helps as a guide that we're out in the water each and every day, so we can really stay on them. And that's one of the nice things about, you know, hiring a guide, is that they're out there every day, they know what to expect, and they can kind of stay on the bite, sort of say.
So there's only a certain number of muskie lakes in Paul Bunyan country. What were the lakes you spent most of your time on this year?
Yeah, so generally, you know, of course I have to mention Big Man Trap, obviously, yeah. Right here in the Park Rapids area. Most of my guiding is in the Park Rapids area, but we'll go as far west as DL, of course, as far north to the upper part of Hubbard County there, just touching Beltrami County, and of course we'll go as far east over towards Walker and Leech Lake. So we hit a pretty big area. But I do definitely need to mention Big Man Trap. It's been, earlier, the bite at that transition time on Big Man Trap, like I said, that was a challenge. The bite was tough out there. But lately, the bite's been really good, especially as we get some of those colder temperatures in the morning. Some of those temperatures as far as lows have been, you know, in those upper 40s, lower 50s. That has definitely been able for us to move more fish. So the bite on a Big Man Trap has been, especially lately, really, really good. And then I also need to mention Elk Lake in the state park. Now, keep in mind that the lake was closed in the state park for quite some time throughout the summer due to, you know, dry weather and fire danger. So Itasca State Park actually had it closed for a lot of the summer. But when you could get to it, the bite was pretty solid, both for that open water trolling bite and also for the structure bite. So that was another lake I definitely have to mention. And then we also hit up, you know, for sure, Plantagenet, which is obviously still in Hubbard County, which a lot of people forget about, but that's obviously closer to the city of Bemidji than it is Park Rapids and stuff. So we had a lot of different water, and I have to mention Leech Lake as well. The Leech Lake bite was awesome. It was really, really awesome, especially that late July, early August time. It was a good bite, too.
Isaiah Hahn of UBED Guide Service, my guest today. Got a lot more to cover with Isaiah next. You're listening to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley with Dick Beardsley Fishing Guide Service. Are you looking to plan a fishing trip? Look no further, as Bemidji, Minnesota is your year-round destination for walleyes, pike, muskie, bass, perch, crappie, panfish, and more. With over 400 fishing lakes within a 25-mile radius of Bemidji, come take a cast at becoming a fishing legend. While you're on your fishing adventure, come take a picture with the historic Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Discover the first city on the Mississippi, Bemidji, one step further.
Welcome back to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country. Isaiah Hahn of UBED Guide Service, my guest today, loves fishing in the Park Rapids area, and in particular, loves muskie fishing. Where were you finding the biggest fish this year?
Yeah, the biggest fish I would still say was on Leech Lake. It was probably our best bet when it came to bigger fish. But we still caught good numbers out in Leech. Obviously, Leech Lake is one of the best in our area as far as a numbers lake and also size. Like, there's some beautiful fish out there. But we did pick off a few nice fish off of Elk Lake and a Big Man Trap as well. So
Big Man Trap is definitely, you know, made it now that you've made the cut the last few years for the Frank Snyder Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament. That's elite waters now. So everybody knows about Big Man Trap now.
You know what? And to be honest, that's okay. The lake has always been, I think, more pressure than what people realize when it comes to the muskie side of things. And if you look at the results from the Frank Snyder tournament last year, man, there was a good bite out on Big Man Trap last year, so I'm really curious to see how the anglers do this year in the tournament out there on Big Man Trap. But it's a fun body of water, good numbers of muskies with some really good potential larger, you know, your 50-inch class fish. And to me, one of the best things about Big Man Trap is its beauty, man. There's just nothing better than all those backwater bays, plus you got the bigger water on the bigger zone of the lake with all those sunken humps and everything. So Big Man Trap is a really cool lake.
Do you ever get to fish those tournaments?
You know, I get asked that question all the time, and I always have a plan to, but then I get so many returning clientele that they have me, you know, kind of the same time every year as far as the calendar year. So I stick to the guiding portion of the things, and I'll be guiding again this weekend, not on Frank Schneider Musky Tournament waters. It'll be on different waters. But I do have a game plan. I can't wait for my boys to get just a little older, and I hope to share that experience of that tournament musky fishing with them. But right now, I'll still be on the guiding thing. So,
I'm always curious as to who is hiring a guide in Paul Bunyan country during the fall. You know, school's back in session. A lot of people get really busy in the fall. So who's making it over to this neck of the woods at that time of year?
Right. Well, to be honest with you, just last night, for example, I had a guide trip. And I had a father and a six-year-old and a five-year-old in my boat, and they were from Arkansas. So you just never know. You get people from all over the country coming to Paul Bunyan country. And this weekend, I actually have some trips coming up, and I think I have an 82-year-old in my boat who is a first-time muskie angler, so I'm excited to get him in the boat and hopefully on some muskies. And I have a lot of a little bit of everything from older adults to younger kids, but I definitely get more of that, maybe that hardcore angler who's really looking to maybe, you know, experience musky fishing for more than just a 4-hour trip, where I have them booked for, you know, a Friday evening trip, an all-day Saturday trip, and an all-day Sunday trip. So some harder core musky anglers for sure coming up this fall.
Well, I usually get a lot of bass talk and you know, panfish talk from Jason Durham, or I guess as he's now known, Willie. But
right.
I know that you did a lot of those types of trips as well this year. What kind of bite were you finding outside of the musky world?
Yeah, so we had plenty of trips outside of the musky world too, especially family trips with you know, mothers and fathers and their kids, especially younger kids and everything too. And man, I would say one of my favorite bites outside the musky bite this year was the smallmouth bass bite here in the Park Rapids area. And like, for example, Potato Lake, it's a really awesome body of water, and it's kind of a chain of lakes. It's what we call the fishhook chain of lakes. It's obviously connected. You got Island is the farthest north lake, then you got Eagle, which flows into Potato, which flows into Fishhook Lake, which obviously flows into the Fishhook River. So you got that Fishhook chain of lakes, which is an awesome chain, but Potato Lake, out of that chain specifically, is a really good multi-species lake. You name it, from largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, and in walleye. But the smallmouth bass bite has been really fun here in our area here in Park Rapids. That's probably one of my favorites throughout the summer as well.
That's the kind of the cool thing I like about the Park Rapids area. You really do have a diversity of fisheries and a whole diversity of lakes. You don't have, you know, that giant Winnie or Leech or that, you know, that anchor lake, but you got like three or four secondary anchor lakes that all produce really good fishing.
And I totally agree. I think that's what makes Park Rapids area lakes so fun. We have larger lakes, but in the big scheme of things, they're really not that large. You know what I mean? And they're not truly intimidating. You know what I mean? Which makes it fun for the angler who's coming up, you know, on vacation to kind of investigate and check out the lake. But with all that being said, there's a lot of structure. I think what makes it maybe more challenging for anglers outside the Park Rapids area is the water clarity. A lot of deep, clear lakes, so that can make it a little bit more challenging. Are they shallow? Are they deep? Are they weed related? Are they rock related? That type of thing. And that's where sometimes the guide can kind of come in and lead you in the right direction and everything. But yeah, a lot of diversity here as far as lakes and fish species to target here in the Park Rapids area for sure.
This is Fishin' Paul Bunyan Country. Isaiah Hahn of You Bet Guide Service is my guest today. We are taking a look at all the cool things that make the Park Rapids area a great place to fish. And one of the coolest things that you have, and of course it's not just there, it runs through several communities and several areas, but that Crow Wing chain of lakes, there's nothing like that anywhere, I don't think.
And I think completely, you know, underrated.
Like, yes.
You know, we keep talking about the big man trap chain, and we've already talked about man trap lake, obviously, because on the musky side of things, we talked about the fish hook chain. But yeah, that crow, you know, that chain, those crow wing lakes, they're underrated, and they have some great fishing, especially on the panfish end. Some of the lakes are just awesome for bigger size northern pike, which is super, super fun. And they have obviously some great walleye populations in a lot of those lakes as well. So super underrated and a lot of fun to fish and get to know too. So yeah, I can't agree more. It's a super fun diversity in all the chains, to be honest with you.
Was there anything out there on the water this year that surprised you?
Well, you know, just a little bit of everything, I guess. I was pretty surprised with the number of anglers out. I thought it was a really busy year of boaters and anglers and water skiers, which is, I guess, not uncommon, I guess. But I was, man, they just seemed to be out, and especially around those holiday times, obviously July 4th and Labor Day, which shouldn't be that surprising. But man, there was people out enjoying the outdoors, which is good. That's what we want. We want them to come and experience our lakes and enjoy the resources that we have. But other than that, you know, it was just a fun year, and it was a fun experience getting to know all my clients, especially my newer clients, and getting them on, in my opinion, the toughest fish to catch, the biggest predator in freshwater, and that's the muskie. So that's obviously my favorite.
Yeah, I know it is. So between coaching, teaching, guiding, do you get a chance to experience any hunting seasons?
You know, I'm not a giant hunter. I have a lot of other siblings who are, and family members who are much more into hunting than I am. I enjoy deer hunting for sure. But other than that, even when I'm in the deer stand, sometimes I'm often thinking about, man, this would probably be a pretty good musky day. So I'm often thinking about fishing as much as I can. But, yeah, I enjoy the outdoors. I enjoy doing some hunting and everything. But, yeah, more than anything, I like being on the water. That's by far my biggest passion.
Do you get your wife, Beth, out very often?
Yeah, so Beth comes out. She enjoys the water as well. She likes to angle, but for her, you know, she enjoys a good book and likes to be out in the water, maybe a good adult drink. That's kind of her favorite. And she loves the outdoors, loves the water. She's really big into kayaking. But so we spend a lot of time out in the water together as well. But on the angling side, she's more just like, hey, I'll let you do that. If you need that musky net ready, I'll be there for it, she says. So, yeah, we like to be on the water together, though, for sure.
One thing you guys have been really big on over there for years, you know, there's always been a lot of bass talk when I've talked to guys in the Park Rapids area. I'm really being surprised, and I've talked about it a lot with a lot of the guides in getting closer to the Bemidji area, where it just seems to be kind of a new phenomenon. There was always a core of people who liked to do bass, but it's seeming like this next generation of guides and anglers, it's more and more and more people are really into bass fishing. Are you noticing a change there? Like I say, it's always been popular over there.
Yeah, I can't agree more, especially on the smallmouth side of things. I have lots of clients from the southern United States that maybe don't get to experience that smallmouth bass side. You know, they get to experience some awesome largemouth fishing. I mean, you look at, like, let's say, Lake Fork alone in Texas, you know, just one of the premier giant largemouth bass lakes, but they don't have as much opportunities on the smallmouth side. So on the bass side of things, specifically for me, that I've seen in the Park Rapids area is definitely on the smallmouth side. Those opportunities to fish for bass, specifically smallmouth, is becoming much, much more popular. And for good reason. They fight hard. They're a blast to target. They're a blast to catch. So the bass side of things is super fun. And that's why I think the Park Rapids area, you know, we have some great largemouth opportunities, but we have a wide variety of lakes with smallmouth in them as well. So that's what makes it really, really fun.
And basically any, you know, 50-acre lake, 50 to 100-acre lake you happen to stumble across, you can throw your boat in there. There's probably going to be bass in that lake.
Right, absolutely. And there's a lot of smaller area lakes here in the Park Rapids area that often get underutilized that don't, you know, maybe if they do have an access, they just got a couple carry-in accesses. I can think of some of the lakes on the Crow River chain as well, our Crow Wing chain as well, that have accesses, but they're carry-in accesses, and they're great opportunities for panfish, big panfish, and awesome largemouth bass action.
Well, listen, if we want to go musky fishing or any kind of fishing over there in your area, you got any spots available this fall yet?
Yeah, I still have September is pretty busy, but I have some opportunities for it definitely in October and November. So I think, yeah, give me a call. That's the best way to see and check on availability. And, yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is whether you check me out at You Bet Fishing Guide Services on any social media page, or YouBetFishing.com is my website, or simply just give me a call at 218-308-8600. 9-5, and I'll be able to see what I can do to get everybody out on the water here yet this fall. So looking forward to it.
He's Isaiah Hahn of You Bet Guide Service joining us today. Always great to have you on the show, Isaiah. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks again, Kev. Much appreciated.
A reminder, this is the final week of Fish in Paul Bunyan Country. We go to our weekly Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors starting next week. That'll be on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5, Thursdays at 1 and Saturday mornings at 8. And also, of course, podcastable at Podcast One or the PodMN app. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we got some great stuff coming up in the final few days of Fish in Paul Bunyan Country. We'll hear from Eric Osberg talking Ottertail County fishing. Steve Matson checks out the Grand Rapids area for us, and Edie Everts, the new Bemidji Area Fishery Supervisor, is in to give us the state of the fishery. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for being here.
Fish in Paul Bunyan Country! Country!
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.